Good afternoon. It's good to be with you.
大家午安，很高兴跟在大家当中。
Before we begin, let's ask God to bless our time together.
在我们开始之前，我们求神赐福以下的时间。
Heavenly Father, you give us the privilege to be together as your children to worship you.
天父，你自己赏赐给我们这个特权，可以来到你的面前敬拜你。
And you draw us together and teach us through your Spirit and through your Word.
你把我们拉近亲近你，也借由圣灵来教导我们你自己的话。
Lord, we'd ask you to teach us this afternoon.
我们求你自己在今天下午教导我们。
Because we know it's not our thoughts, but your thoughts that count.
因为我们清楚地知道，不是我们的心思，而是你自己的心思意念到最后会存留。
And you know each of our needs.
你知道我们每一个人的需要。
And you want to address each one of us with our own particular things.
你也愿意对我们每一个人特别的需要来说话。
So give us ears to hear.
求你赏赐给我们能够听的耳朵。
And a heart that's ready to receive.
一个愿意准备好愿意受教的心。
As you teach us from your word.
当你自己用你自己的话来教导我们。
In Jesus' name, amen.
靠主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
On February 6th of this year,
今年的2月6号，
A magnitude 7.8 earthquake hit the southern part and central part of Turkey and the northern and western part of Syria.
有一个 7.8 级的大地震袭击了土耳其中南部和叙利亚的西北部。
It was followed a few hours later by a 7.7 magnitude earthquake and thousands of aftershocks.
在几个小时之后，还有一个 7.7 级的大地震，以及许许多多的余震在当地。
Cities were literally flattened.
很多的城市因此就倒塌。
Over 50,000 people died.
超过五万的人就这样死亡。
And yet, amazingly, even 11 days later,They were still finding survivors among the rubble.
奇妙的是，在11天之后，还抢救了从这个废墟当中抢救了一些生还者。
So here's a question: What would you have done if you were buried under rubble, but you were alive in an earthquake?
所以问题是，如果在这样地震当中，如果你活活的被埋在倒塌的大楼底下，你会怎么办呢？
If you heard digging going on near you, what would you do?
如果你在听到在你离你不远的地方有那个抢救的声音，你会做什么呢？
Many things could be done, but one of the things I think all of us would do would be to call out for help to be found.
有很多事情当然是可以做的，但有一件事情我们一定会的，就是不断的呼喊求救。
This is one small example of what prayer is.
这个就是祷告当中一个很好的例子。
At its core,Prayer is us talking to God from a position of great need.
在最主要的就是当我们有极大的需要的时候，我们在紧急需求当中呼求神。
We may not always recognize how desperate we are, but the truth is, we are always desperately in need of God.
也许我们不会很清楚的知道我们是非常需要神的。
And so God gives us the means of calling out for help to him.
所以神就赐给我们一个可以向他呼求的方法。
We'd like to talk about prayer this morning.
今天我们要来谈谈祷告。
It's something that we, I think, have been taught we ought to do as believers.
我相信我们以前所受到的教导是我们基督徒信徒就应该祷告。
We see examples of it in Scripture.
我们在圣经里面看到不同的范例。
Some traditions even have books and prepared prayers that we can recite.
在有一些地方甚至于有书来教导我们怎么样来祷告，来背诵祷告。
But if we're honest, sometimes prayer is difficult.
如果我们诚实来说的话，有的时候祷告是非常困难的。
So we want to look at why God wants us to pray.
所以我们今天要来看看为什么神要我们祷告。
We're going to begin in Psalm 61, and I'm going to ask May to lead the reading together. I'd like you to join her in reading through Psalm 61.
所以我们邀请大家跟May一起读诗篇第六十一篇。好，我们一起来读。神啊，求你听我的呼求，侧耳听我的祷告。我心里发昏的时候，我要从地极求告你，求你领我到那比我更高的磐石，因为你做过我的避难所，做过我的坚磐，脱离仇敌。我要永远住在你的帐幕里，我要投靠在你翅膀下的隐秘处。神啊，你原是听了我所许的愿，你将产业赐给敬畏你名的人，你要加添王的寿数，他的年岁必存到世世，他必永远坐在神面前。愿你预备慈爱和诚实保佑他，这样我要歌颂你的名直到永远。好，天天还在我所许的愿。
Here in Psalm 61, David is asking God to listen to him and to protect him.
61章里面大卫求神听他的祷告来保护他。
He even promises to praise God after God answers his prayer.
他甚至答应神回应他祷告之后他要来赞美他。
Now this is just one of many, many examples, especially in the Psalms, of prayer to God.
在诗篇里面这是在很多很多对神祷告的当中的一个例子。
And it encourages me when I read these prayers in Psalm, in the Psalms, because they really reflect a willingness to speak with a transparent heart.
这也鼓励了我从诗篇当中当我们来祷告的时候我们在神的面前是赤裸敞开的。
David and the other psalmists aren't afraid to bear their soul before God.
在大卫其他的诗篇里面他也不害怕的在神的面前张开他自己的灵魂。
The psalms are not justpraise, but their complaints.
他的诗篇里面不单单只是赞美，有的时候甚至会有抱怨。
Might be a request for something.
有的时候他向神祈求一件事情。
Sometimes it's an expression of fear or sadness.
有的时候他来到神的面前，他敞露他自己的悲伤或者是惧怕。
But we understand as Christians that it's important for us to pray.
我们作为基督徒知道祷告是非常的重要。
And unlike most religious traditions, we don't pray because it's an exercise of some religious ritual.
跟其他的宗教信仰不一样啊，我们祷告不是只是来遵行一个宗教仪式。
We're not simply embracing a new set of beliefs and practices.
我们不是只来遵守一些基本的操练。
Rather, God has called us into a personal relationship with Him.
而是神自己呼召我们进入跟他一个亲密的关系。
This relationship is with God in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
这样的关系里面是在神父子跟圣灵里面。
And in a relationship, there's interaction, there's communication. We get to know the other person better.
在这样关系里面，我们跟他有交通，我们跟他有谈话，让我们可以更彼此更多的认识，更深的认识。
In our part of the communication.Starts with prayer.
从我们自己这个部分来说，祷告就是我们沟通的部分。
There are many, many verses in Scripture, as we've said, where we're commanded or encouraged or reminded to pray.
有很多的经文清楚地说到神吩咐我们、鼓励我们、提醒我们来祷告。
Just two of them we'll read together.
我们一起来读接下的两处经文。
Philippians 4:6.
腓立比书四章六节。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
In Luke 18:1, it says that Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up.
路加福音第十八章第一节，耶稣设立了个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
And then, of course, you probably know the shortest verse in the Bible, which is pray continuously.
我也相信大家对这个很短的经文非常的熟悉，就是不断的祷告。
So it's clear from Scripture that we're expected to pray.
所以从经文来讲，我们很清楚的看到神要我们祷告。
But if we're honest, we have to admit that prayer doesn't always come easily.
但是我们诚实的来说祷告不总是那么的容易。
Our experience with prayer isn't always a positive experience.
我们从祷告当中的经验也不总是正面的。
I don't know about you, but God doesn't always answer my prayers, at least in the way that I ask them.
我不知道你的情况是如何，但是神没有每一次都按照我所要的方式回应我的祷告。
And the fact is,We can't see God, so when we're talking to Him, sometimes it's challenging. Is He even listening?
所以事实上我们就是因为我们没有办法看到神，所以有时候我们祷告的时候，我们会想，神正在垂听吗？
We may even wonder at times whether God cares about us and our situation.
有的时候我们甚至会想。神是不是非常关心我们现在的情况呢？
And exactly what do we say when we pray?
我们祷告的时候该说什么呢？
The disciples asked Jesus to teach them to pray.
门徒要耶稣教导他们祷告。
Which makes it obvious that they weren't quite sure whether they were doing it the right way.
所以他也很清楚的可以看得出来，他不知道他祷告的方式是不是正确的。
There's a whole another challenge to praying.
这就是祷告的另外一个挑战。
There are a number of verses that tell us that God already knows what we're going to say before we say it.
有一些经文也告诉我们，在我们还没求的时候，神已经知道我们所要求的。
And that He already has things planned out. So how do we reconcile our praying with these other verses?
所以我们怎么样来明白我们的祷告，借由这些经文，我们来看我们怎么样祷告呢？
Let's look at a few of these.
我们来看一些经文。
Isaiah 14:24.
以赛亚书14:24.
The Lord of hosts has sworn, as I have planned, so it will be, and as I have purposed, so it shall stand.
万军之耶和华岂是说，我怎样思想必照样成就，我怎样定义并照样成立。
Or Numbers 23:12, I'm sorry, 23:19.
民数记23:19.
God is not a man that he should lie, nor a human being that he should change his mind.
神非人必不至说谎，也非人子并不后悔。
Acts 4:27-28 is part of a prayer.
使徒行传4:27-28是祷告，截取祷告当中的一部分。
And listen to what was being prayed.
我们来听听在这个地方是怎么样祷告的。
For truly in this city there were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you appointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with Gentiles and the peoples of Israel,to do whatever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place.
希律和本丢比拉多外邦人和以色列民果然在这城聚集要攻打你所高的圣仆。
Matthew 6:8.
马太福音6:8.
Do not keep on babbling like the pagans, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him.
你们不可效法他们，因为你们还没有祈求以先，你们所需用的，你们的父已经知道了。
And a couple of verses from Psalm 139.
诗篇第139篇。
Verse 4, Before a word is on my tongue, Lord, you know it completely.
耶和华，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。
And verse 16, all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be.
十六节，我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册上了。
In other words,God already knows everything, including our thoughts and prayers, before we say them.
也就是说，当我们还没有说之前，神已经完全知道我们的心。
These verses also tell us that God is fully in control of everyone's life.
这些经文也告诉我们，神是完全掌管每一个人的生命。
They tell us that God has planned our lives every single day.
神已经计划了我们生命当中的每一天。
He did that even before creation.
他早在创造万物之前已经完成了。
And nothing, it says, can thwart God's purposes.
没有任何的事情可以阻挠神的目的。
So, if we're told to pray and yet...We read these verses that somehow God is totally in control. Why does God ask us to pray?
所以我们一方面要祷告，但是我们又知道神已经完全掌管我们的生命。那我们为什么要祷告呢？
Right now, the March Madness basketball tournament is going on.
现在那个篮球的比赛正在如火如荼的开始。
And so, suppose two people both pray for their team to win, but it's the opposite team.
如果两个队员从这不同的队当中都一起在祷告。
Does God answer one prayer and not the other, or did He already decide who was going to win?
所以神是只回答一个人祷告，不回答另外一个人祷告呢？还是神已经决定谁哪一个队会赢？
And if you already decided, does that mean our prayers don't matter?
如果神你已经决定了，那我们的祷告是不是就不重要了呢？
Of course, that's kind of a silly example, but it really brings to the surface the kind of challenge that we have here.
看起来这个例子有点可笑，但是也让我们明白明白祷告的重要的挑战。
We read a moment ago from Numbers 23:19 that God doesn't change his mind.
我们从民数记里面知道神不会改变他自己的心意。
A different verse, Psalm 55:19 says God doesn't change.
对不起，刚刚讲民数记他神不后悔。第二个地方从诗篇55篇的地方我们知道神是不改变的。
So as it relates to our praying and whether it makes a difference or not, let's address a misconception here.
所以我们先来看看这边可能有一些错误的观念。
When Scripture speaks about God not changing, it's referring primarily to His essential nature and His character.
当经文里面圣经里面提到神不改变是指着神他原来的属性是他自己的特性不会改变。
It doesn't mean God is robotically pre-programmed to always give exactly the same answer.
这不是说神在之前就像个机器人一样事先就定好了所有会发生的事情而且不会改变的。
Scripture makes it clear that God is a person.
圣经里面讲到神是一个一个人。
It tells us that God loves, that He forgives, that He communicates, that He creates.
这位格好像人一样，神会爱，他赦免，他也跟我们进行沟通。
These are all characteristics of intelligent interaction.
这些都是彰显他智慧大能的特点属性神性。
It's true, God is sovereign, that is, He exercises rightful authority and power over every aspect of His creation.
所以这边我们知道神是掌管万有是蛮有主权的他会在他一切应该有的主权上面彰显他的大能。
And in his sovereignty, he could choose to determine everything without our input.
在他的全能里面，他可以决定，按照他的权力里面决定所有的事情，也不需要问我们。
But it's clear from Scripture that sometimes God chooses to limit the expression of his sovereignty.
但是从圣经里面我们也可以清楚地看到神选择限制他主权的彰显。
I'll give you just a couple of examples.
我来给大家一两个例子。
Verses that tell us that God responds to prayer show us that he's considering what is being prayed.
在经文当中也让我们看见当我们祷告的时候神会考虑我们的祷告。
When God the Son, Jesus Christ, was born, and was a newborn baby, what did he know?
当耶稣基督刚刚诞生的时候他知道的是什么呢?
The creator of the universe,couldn't control his bodily functions.
创造宇宙万物的神不能够掌管他自己他不能够掌管他自己身体的功能。
He couldn't speak a word.
他那个时候不能够说话。
He couldn't do a miracle.
他那个时候不能够行神迹。
He didn't know who he was.
他那个时候他不知道他是谁。
And that was by choice because it would serve God's greater purpose to come to earth to become the Lamb of God on our behalf.
但是那个是神的选择，他愿意降卑为人，成为我们代罪的羔羊为我们死。
God in His sovereignty could choose to intervene to prevent any kind of evil from occurring.
神在他的全能当中，他可以避免这个邪恶在世界当中运作。
But we see clearly that he does not choose to intervene all of the time.
但是我们也可以看见，神并不是所有的时候都会出来阻拦。
And perhaps the best example is that God calls us, commands us to love him.
最清楚的一个例子就是神命令我们鼓励我们要爱他。
What that tells us is that he purposely gives us a choice.
从那个地方我们看到神很有目的的给我们一个选择。
Because it's not possible to love unless we also have the choice to not love.
因为我们没有办法选择爱，除非我们有给予另外一个选择，不去爱。
Love or any kind of a response that is pre-programmed cannot genuinely be love.
任何一个在之前被设计来去爱的，没有办法真实的显出爱。
Love has to arise from a free choice, or it's not love.
爱一定要从一个甘心乐意的选择出来，否则那就不是爱。
So again, in all of these cases, God chose to allow responses.And things other than what he predetermined.
所以在这个地方我们可以看见神允许不同的选择。
But his character, his nature never changes.
但是他的属性是永远不会改变的。
So let's look at some specific reasons why God wants us to pray.
所以我们现在来仔细的思想神为什么基于什么样的理由要让我们祷告呢？
1 Corinthians 1:9
哥林多前书一章九节。
God is faithful by whom you are called into fellowship with his son Jesus Christ the Lord.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召好在他儿子的主耶稣基督里面一同得分。
You see, God loves us and wants us to love him in return.
你看到神爱我们，他要我们跟他有沟通和团契。
Fellowship, as it's referred to here, has to do with our relationship to God.
这边讲到的团契就是讲到我们跟神的关系。
A relationship requires interaction and communication.
在关系里面一定会有彼此的沟通，彼此的交流。
So God does ask us to pray because he wants to hear from us.
所以神要我们祷告，因为他想要从我们那边听到。
Who of us having a young child would want that child never to speak to us?
我们当中哪一个有小小的孩子不愿意我们的孩子跟我们说话呢？
And even though we probably know most of what they're going to say at any given point in time, we still want them to speak.
虽然我们可能早已经知道这些孩子要跟我们说什么，但是我们还是想从他们的口里面听到他们所想说的。
We want that because of relationship with them.
我们要这样子的交流，因为我们跟他有这样的关系。
And so it is with God toward us.
所以也神对我们也是一样的。
Matthew 7:11.
马太福音七章十一节
says, and this is Jesus speaking, "If you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things?" To those who ask him.
这是耶稣说的，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西赐给那求他的人吗？
God wants to do good for us, and he wants to give us good things, but he wants us to ask.
神要把好的赏赐给我们，他也想要给我们好的东西，但是他要我们向他来祈求。
Now there are two important aspects to this.
在这样子的有两个重要的两个重点。
When we come to God asking for something, it requires us to acknowledge something.
当我们来到神面前求的时候，我们必须要认定他是我们的神。
First of all, it forces us to acknowledge our need and our dependence.
首先，他让我们认清楚我们是需要他的，而且我们是依赖他的。
We're asking because God can give or do something that we don't have or need.
我们求他是因为我们所需要的是只有他可以给我们的。
It forces us to exercise humility toward God.
这也逼着我们来到神的面前，谦卑的来到神的面前。
The truth is, as I said before, we are always desperately in need of God, whether or not we recognize it.
所以在这个真实的情况当中，不管我们认不认识到自己需要他，但是我们总是非常依赖神的。
The second thing it forces us to acknowledge is God's goodness, that he wants to do us good, and his power, his capacity to do good for us.
第二个重点就是神的良善，而且他有这个能力给我们他的良善。
So when we are praying, we are acknowledging God's goodness and His ability.
所以当我们来到他面前祷告的时候，我们是承认神的良善，而且他的能力也在其中。
Psalm 62:11 reminds us of that.
诗篇六十二篇第十一节提醒我们。
One thing God has spoken, two things I have heard.Power belongs to you, God, and with you, Lord, is unfailing love.
经文提到的就是就是62篇第十一节。
Another.Reason why God asks us to pray is illustrated in Philippians 1:19.
第二个原因是在腓立比书第一章十九节里面提到的。
And this is one passage where Paul is sharing that our prayers make a difference.
在这边保罗告诉我们，我们的祷告是重要的。
He says, "For I know that through your prayers,And God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance.
他说，因为我知道这事情看你们和你们的祈祷和耶稣基督所赐灵的帮助，终必叫我得救。
God wants us to pray because in our praying we come to know Him better.
神要我们祷告，因为在祷告当中，我们更多的认识神。
We come to understand better His purposes.
我们更清楚地知道神他的目的和心意。
It helps us to grow deeper in our faith and our ability to trust Him.
他也帮助我们可以成长在信靠他的事情上更加的成长。
In short,He wants us to pray because He wants us to love Him more.
也就是神要我们祷告，因为神要我们更加的爱他。
James 1:5 gives us another reason.
在雅各书第一章第五节这样说道。
If any of you lacks wisdom, says James, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given you.
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐与众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
God wants through prayer to show us His wisdom and to demonstrate his power in answering prayer.
神要借着祷告让我们看见他的智慧，也要看到他的能力会成就我们所求的。
Notice, sometimes his wisdom is demonstrated by not answering prayer in the way that we would like.
也知道当神那也是神的智慧，也就是当神没有按照我们所求的赐给我们。
Because if we got everything that we prayed for, we would destroy ourselves.
因为如果我们得到所有我们所求的，事实上我们也会毁灭我们自己。
We humans are too foolish to have at our disposal all of the power that we desire.
因为我们有的时候非常的愚昧，想要得到所有的权力权柄。
So God doesn't allow us to use him like a genie in a bottle.To grant any wish that we choose.
所以神不要我们把它当作那个瓶子里面的小神，然后让我们去得到我们所有所要的。
But in fact, he promises to give us the wisdom to begin to understand what is good and what his ways are.
但是他也从当中来教导我们什么是神的良善，什么是神的道路。
Two more verses, Psalm 62:8.
诗篇六十二篇第八节。
Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge.
第六十二章八节，你们众民当时倚靠他，在他面前倾心吐意，神是我们的避难所。
God wants us to pray because he wants us to trust him, to trust that he knows and will always do what is best in every situation.
神要我们祷告，因为神要我们信靠，也相信他在任何的时候，他有良善的旨意。
Praying gives us a front row seat to watch God at work.
祷告可以使我们就好像坐在前排，可以看到神他自己的工作。
And lastly, 1 Corinthians 10:31.
哥林多前书十章三十一节。
This is the ultimate reason why God wants us to pray.
这是神为什么这边解释神为什么为什么要我们向他祷告。
So, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
The Westminster Shorter Catechism is a list of lessons, questions and answers to teach doctrine.
有一本书里面讲到怎么样来祷告。
And it begins with this question and answer.
这里面有很多的问题跟答案。这本书就是从这个问题开始的。
Question, what is the chief end or primary purpose of man?
第一个问题是人最主要的目的是什么呢？
And the answer is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever.
答案就是要荣耀神，而且在永远当中享受他。
In a nutshell, that's why we've been created.
也就是说，这就是为什么神造了我们。
Ultimately, God invites us to pray because our praying.Will bring glory to himself.
神要我们祷告，最重要的是借由祷告，我们会经历到神的荣耀。
It's not that we will increase God's glory,
并不是说我们会加添神的荣耀。
But we will cause his glory to be made more visible.
而是当借着祷告，我们会使神的荣耀更加的彰显。
Our praying will show what a glorious God we serve.
我们的祷告会看见我们所侍奉的神是何等的荣耀。
Why does God ask us to pray?
所以为什么神要我们祷告呢？
Because prayer connects us to the one who is the source of everything good.
因为祷告使我们可以连接于那个啊，从他来的都是良善的神。
He wants us to be connected to him because he loves us, and he wants us to love and trust him.
他要我们跟他有连结，因为他爱我们，他也要我们继续有跟他这样的连结。
And he wants us to see his specific response and heart toward us through the answer of prayer.
他也借着他回应我们的祷告，让我们看见他对我们那个特定的爱。
And if we do this, he will be glorified and we will be benefited.
如果我们这样做的话，神会得到他应当的荣耀，我们也从中得到益处。
The most important thing that we can do is to pray before anything else.
在我们做其他事情之前，最重要的是我们来祷告。
Because we control almost nothing in our lives when it really gets down to it.
因为在我们生命当中，事实上我们是没有任何掌管权力的。
And every good and important thing that's going to be accomplished in our lives or through our lives will be accomplished by God.
在我们一生当中能够被成就的，或者是可以借着我们成就的，是从神，是神自己的工作。
And our praying connects us in relationship to that one.
我们经由祷告可以跟那个神连结。
My prayer for you, my prayer for me, is that we will grasp the importance of prayer.
所以我向你们的祷，我们为你们的祷告，也是为我自己的祷告，就是我们能够清楚知道祷告是何等的重要。
That we will build into our lives a habit of staying connected in prayer to God.
所以在我们的每天生活当中，我们可以经由跟他的连结，常常的连结成为祷告的习惯。
That may mean concentrated prayer at times.
那可能是说有的时候我们必须要专心的祷告，专注在祷告上。
As the psalmist said, to pour out our hearts to God.
就好像诗篇里面所说的，在神的面前倾心吐意。
But it also means to stay connected throughout the day to the Lord.
这也同时的说明，要我们在一整天当中都跟他保持着联系。
To constantly talk to him like I would if he was right by my side.
就一直不断的跟他有交通，就好像他站在我旁边那样。
Because he is right by my side.
因为事实上他就是在我的旁边。
Build the habit of prayer into your life, and you will delight in the outcome.
在你生活当中养成跟他祷告的时间，你也会知道在他的当中有满足的喜乐。
Let's make this a prayer for God to help us to do that.
让我们来祷告，求神帮助我们。可以做一个常常祷告的人。
Amen.
I'm very grateful to God.接着 Russell 传道带给我们这个最很重要的信息，也是我们的需要。
We thank God greatly to use Reverend Russell to bring us this message, such an essential part of our life.
听到祷告就是我们 和神的这个关系的一个根基性的这样一个内容啊。
Praying is such a fundamental part of our life.
好，我们下面唱一首回应诗歌。
We're going to sing a song.
好，请弟兄姊妹。